You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Another busy week at Dove Valley, and another time to dive back into the mailbag and answer some of your questions. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me here in the team room at Broncos headquarters. And we're going to get started with this week's mailbag with a question off Twitter from Braden Miller. He's at bmiller031, and he wants to know, how much does the extra $4 million change the plan of the offseason? Do you still stick to the plan with more flexibility, or do you gear up for the 2016 free agent class? Well, I think it's going to be more of 2015 than 2016. When you bring Peyton Manning back at the terms that you're bringing him back, then basically it's all about what you're doing right now. 2015 is pretty much all you can see at this point. So it wouldn't surprise me if the focus is entirely on this free agent class. We have addressed this on another video on DenverBroncos.com with myself and Chris Hall and Phil Milani, that your first priority is going to be the line in front of Peyton Manning. And that's key. Obviously, you want to keep him upright. He's going to be 39 years old. You don't want him taking very many hits, and you want him in the best position to execute a tweaked offense that Gary Kubiak is bringing in and working on in terms of formulating, in terms of integrating his offense with what the Broncos have done in the past few years. So that's going to be key. But I think you're going to see the offensive line be a target. I think tight end, if Julius Thomas ends up leaving, that's going to be a target. And I think 2016 is something you'll kind of worry about down the line, even though you're facing some big expenditures in 2016. If you can re-sign Demaryius Thomas, who they franchise this week, and if you want to get Von Miller re-signed for the long term, those are going to chew up a lot of that $50 million salary cap. But if you get to 2016 and Peyton Manning decides that 2015 was his last season, you're going to be spending less money on a quarterback. So that means things are going to kind of work themselves out, and the Broncos would have room down the line. So I don't think you're really thinking about 2016 right now. It's all about 2015 and whether the Broncos can win a title. And every move they make in free agency is going to be about pushing this team over the top to try and get that championship that is eluded. Our next question is from the submission form at denverbroncos.com/masonsmailbag, and it is asked by Herb Byer. He wants to know, with the Broncos not having the cash to get big, if any, wide receivers this season, and too many needs to use a high draft pick on receiver, who do you think from within the organization will be able to step forward? It's a guy that we've been talking about quite a bit, both on here and elsewhere on the site, and that's Cody Latimer, the second-year receiver out of Indiana, the second-round pick in 2014. You know, Wes Welker is going to hit free agency. We'll see if he comes back or not. You've got Demaryius Thomas, who's received the franchise tag, and then Emmanuel Sanders. But if Welker doesn't come back, you're looking at the number three, and I think Latimer is going to end up being that guy. They want him to take the next step. I think he's going to be a good fit in Gary Kubiak's offense, in part because of what he can do in terms of his route running, in terms of how physical he is, and that translates to the running game. When the Broncos drafted him last year, John Elway pointed out that Latimer was probably the best blocking wide receiver in the 2014 class. That's going to get him on the field, and it may allow him to play a little more than people realize, and you may see more three wide sets than two tight end sets, as some people expect, simply because Latimer is that good of a blocker on the edge that you may not need that second tight end. Latimer may be able to hold up his end of the bargain. And we've seen in spurts what he can do as a receiver. You recall his preseason finale against Dallas, the big play that he had on the short cross from Brock Osweiler running from an inside slot position. So even though he's going to be usually outside, you can move him in the slot. He's very flexible, and he's taking good advice. One of the things that he did last offseason and into the season is talk to Rod Smith, the Ring of Famer, and get some advice from him on how to handle the transition to the NFL and what to learn. And the thing you know about Rod Smith, A, we know how great he was, but also he was a guy who was a very good blocker, like Cody Latimer aspires to be in the NFL. And also, it took some time for him to get to where he became a great receiver. He had a 2-3 year gestational period, really, before he was the Rod Smith that we know. I don't think it's going to take Cody Latimer that long, but Rod Smith was able to give Cody Latimer some lessons on patience. And I think that's going to serve him well, and I think he's going to be the answer to any questions the Broncos have as far as receivers go this year. Thanks, as always, for the questions. If you want in on next week's mailbag, when by then we'll be 3 days into free agency and we'll probably have a little better idea about the roster composition, you can go to denverbroncos.com/masonsmailbag, or, as always, hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver. Use the hashtag AskMace and send me a question. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.